federal government is standing by its proposal to make young unemployed people wait 6 months before they can receive the dole, even though a bipartisan parliamentary committee found it would breach Australia's human rights obligations. One government backbencher has defended the measure, saying it's better to have young people earning and learning than being at home eating cheesels in front of the Xbox while collecting the dole. Labor, the Greens and the Independent Senator Nick Xenophon are urging crossbench senators not to support any compromise plan that could reduce the waiting period to 1 month. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The Joint Parliamentary Human Rights Committee, chaired by a Liberal senator, has found that the government's plan to cut unemployed people under the age of 30 off the dole for 6 months is not compatible with Australia's human rights obligations, specifically the right to social security and the right to an adequate standard of living. That's despite a government assurance that some groups with extra responsibilities and job seekers who aren't able to work or study would be exempt. The bipartisan committee also concluded another budget measure to lift the age of eligibility for the dole from 22 to 25 also breached Australia's international obligations, saying it was incompatible with the rights to equality and non-discrimination on the basis of age. Independent Senator Nick Xenophon says the report is damaging.
I think it's a body blow for the government to have it's a committee with coalition senators basically saying these changes go too far, they're unacceptable.
Greens leader Christine Milne and her Senate colleague Rachel Sewat are urging all senators to vote against any welfare changes.
You simply cannot take away people's rights. How can a young person possibly live for 6 months on nothing? An unemployed young person live on nothing.
A range of measures that deliver the government's cruelest, meanest approach to Australians.
Labor Senator Lisa Singh points out the committee, consisting of five coalition members, four Labor and one Green, was chaired by a government senator.
That says that this government has gone way too far in the way it was trying to punish young people.
The committee's chair, Liberal Senator Dean Smith, hasn't responded to an interview request, but points out the committee concluded the identified limitations of rights were generally assessed as reasonable, necessary and proportionate in pursuit of a legitimate objective. The Social Services Minister, Kevin Andrews, disagrees with the committee's findings, saying it's not 6 months without support that people have a choice, and those who choose to learn new skills to get a job may be eligible for other support such as youth allowance. Coalition backbencher Ewan Jones has sprung to his government's defence.
Is it better to have someone earning or learning, or is it better to have someone actually in the game? Are we better to have say to them, look, there's your dole, go home, eat cheesels, get on the Xbox, kiss you goodbye and we'll never see you again? Or are we better to sit there and say, you must do something, you must be involved here, because there's no free tickets, there are no free lunches? That's what we must be saying to people in this space. And that's why our backminister Andrew's on these things.
Greens MP Adam Bandt has this suggestion for Mr Jones.
Parliamentarians who think that life on the dole is easy street should give it a go themselves. I tried it for a week and you cannot do it without sacrificing some of the basic necessities of life.
Labor's Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says the bipartisan committee's findings are embarrassing for the government.
The sorts of comments we've seen from Mr Jones are pretty unfortunate. And you don't have a proper conversation with people by insulting them.
Family First Senator Bob Day has welcomed the Parliamentary Committee's findings, saying they're a fillip for his negotiations with the crossbench and government, proposing the six-month wait for the dole be reduced to 1 month, with more exemptions for those, quote, genuinely studying or learning.
If a young person has been studying or they've genuinely been seeking employment in the previous 6 months, then they would get a credit for that 1 month, so they would effectively miss out.
But Senators Sewat and Xenophon say that's not any better.
1 month in poverty has extremely devastating consequences, can mean that people lose their accommodation, leads to homelessness, means they won't be able to eat.
1 month can make the difference between a young person who's looking for a job, losing their home, not being able to pay rent, sliding into homelessness and poverty and despair, and not being able to get out of that rut. It's not as though New Start is overly generous.
Today's the day the Senate starts debating the government's proposed changes to welfare payments for the young unemployed.
Alexandra Kirk.